You're listening to the WordPress and Tech podcast with Natalie Crow Designs and the NCD Academy, the podcast designed for non-techies in business wanting to build, improve, and maintain profitable WordPress websites without the tech overhaul. I'm your host, Natalie Crow, creator of the NCD Academy WordPress 101 course and the NCD Tech Sessions membership. I'll be sharing with you tips, tricks, resources, and my take on WordPress from my 14 plus years industry experience as a WordPress expert. I'm a strong believer that tech is just a tool that we as business owners have access to share our message and help more people. So my goal here is to help you demystify the tech and help you make the most of your WordPress website. Let's dive in. Hey there, lovelies. In today's episode, we'll be talking about what is a lead magnet. So I'd say I'm touching more on the tech side of things. I want to go through, and I mentioned this in a previous episode, talking to you a little bit more about what a lead magnet is, or a freebie, it's also referred to as. As I've had many of my audience come in and actually ask me about it. So first and foremost, what is a lead magnet? So lead magnets are some sort of valuable content provided in exchange for your name and email address of your actual subscriber. A lead magnet can be anything like a PDF document, an email sequence, an audio file or video files, and on sign up you collect their email address and in return they get your download. So why do we want to actually go through and do this? Primarily, it helps you gather a collection of contacts for those in your target audience that are related to that freebie. For example, I've got one in regards to blogging. So I've got 7 reasons all WordPress website owners should be blogging. Anyone who signs up for that is likely interested in blogging and is using WordPress. So in future, I know that I can share resources with them related to that, and we'll likely be able to share content that's going to be useful for them. It also helps you go through and actually position yourself as an expert in your industry in regards to that particular topic based on the actual lead magnet's content. You can generally go through and actually genuinely help people and give value by actually providing these free opportunities. It also allows your prospects to get to know you initially. It can also predefine and pre-qualify and segment your audience into interest-based groups. So if you think about it, as I said, I'm using the example of the actual blogging freebie or lead magnet that I've got. I know that anyone that downloads that is likely looking at actually writing blog content and is using WordPress. You could do that within your own industry, and creating different things to go through and sort through your audience. What are things that your audience, or groups within your audience may have? For example, I might go through and actually look at marketing something for complete beginners and then look at marketing something for, more complicated tasks. It might be for more developers or VAs. There are different things that we can go through and actually segment our list or our audience by actually going through and creating these freebies. It gives us a better idea and understanding of those people who need help related to that topic. So how do we actually go through and do this? Well, first and foremost, the easiest way that you can go through and do it, you can create a lead magnet in any program, for example, Microsoft Word. You could go through and use canva.com, which is a free design application online that you can go through and actually create different documents, presentations and things. You could go through and actually record an audio or a video and host it somewhere, like on an unlisted YouTube account. Then basically on your website, you'll have 2 pages. One page is the landing page with a form on it that basically connects to your email marketing platform. For example, MailerLite's a free one that you can actually use. I'm not going to go into all the techie little bits and pieces of doing this, but just to talk you through the process. So you'll have the one page there for the landing page that they go to fill in the form to see what they're going to actually get from you and also to go through and give you the details. And there'll be a secondary page that you create, which is a confirmation or a thank you or a download page where they can actually get their files. So there's the 3 components usually. You create the lead magnet, whatever the content's going to be. You've got 2 pages on your website. One connects to your email marketing system and the other goes through and actually gives them the process of actually giving them access to the actual download that you're providing. Some examples that you could go through and actually look at, I've got the 7 reasons all WordPress website owners should be blogging. You'll think about it now, things that you've signed up for. Where businesses or same influencers and things like that have actually said to you, here, download this, here's free resources. It goes through, you'll get an email from them usually following your actual sign up with the details of how you actually download the files or whatever it is that they've promised. And then you'll start receiving regular emails from them. That's the process essentially of being utilizing those lead magnets. But yeah, in a nutshell, it's a means of actually going through building a relationship with your audience, collecting name and email address for your subscribers, giving some value, giving them something that'll actually be able to go through and use and benefit within their business, and building that actual audience for you to go through and expand and share your products and services with them. Well, that's it for today, guys. I look forward to chatting to you in the next episode. Bye for now. You've been listening to the WordPress and Tech Podcast with Natalie Crowe. I'd love for you to go through and subscribe so you don't miss any of our next episodes. Also head over to ncdacademy.com.au/podcast for all of our free resources and tools and tips.